Good evening, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina sentenced to death in absentia for alleged crimes against humanity during last year's student-led protests. Hasina calls verdict rigged and politically motivated. On the ruling, India says it remains committed to best interests of people of Bangladesh. 42 Indian Umrah pilgrims killed in bus tanker collision in Saudi Arabia. President, Vice President and Prime Minister expressed grief. Ukraine to buy up to 100 Rafale jets from France to boost air defense amid ongoing conflict with Russia. And in shooting, India dominates Deaflympics in Tokyo with double podium finish as Anuya Prasad wins gold and compatriot Pranjali Dhumal bagged silver in women's 10-meter air pistol event. And now the news in detail. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal were today sentenced to death in absentia by country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for alleged crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during student-led protests last year. The three-member bench, led by Justice Mohammad Ghulam Murtaza Mujumdar, also sentenced former Inspector General of Police Chaudhry Abdullah Al-Mamin, who turned state witness, to 5 years of imprisonment in the same case. More details from our Dhaka correspondent.
Everyone knew this sentence was predetermined. I mean, it's a historic trial and they finished it in, 2 months? This is an unelected, unconstitutional, undemocratic government. They amended the laws, which can't be done without parliament, to enable this trial. She was not allowed to send her own defense attorneys. It's a complete mockery. Right now, there is no rule of law in Bangladesh. The constitution is basically being disregarded.
As a precaution, security has been sharply intensified across Dhaka with additional units of Border Guard Bangladesh, police, the Rapid Action Battalion and the army deployed throughout the capital. Heightened security measures have been also enforced in Sheikh Hasina's home district, Gopalganj, Madaripur and Faridpur amid concerns of potential unrest. Analyst says the verdict could significantly alter Bangladesh's political landscape. With national election approaching, the death sentence handed to a former prime minister and her close aide has raised the political stakes and may further deepen divisions. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
The 78-year-old politician, who was tried in her absence and currently living in exile, has called the court's decision biased and politically motivated in a statement released after the verdict. She said the verdict was a foregone conclusion handed down by an unelected government with no democratic mandate. Ministry of External Affairs has said that India, as a close neighbour, remains committed to the best interests of the people of Bangladesh, including in peace, democracy, inclusion and stability in that country. In a statement, the ministry said that India has noted the verdict announced by the International Crimes Tribunal of Bangladesh concerning former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The ministry said India will always engage constructively with all stakeholders to ensure peace and democracy in the neighbouring nation. In Saudi Arabia, 42 Indian Umrah pilgrims were killed in a bus tanker collision this morning. The group was returning from Mecca after completing their rituals and was en route to Medina at the time of the accident. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. Meanwhile, the Telangana cabinet has announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each for the families of the Umrah pilgrims from the state who lost their lives in the accident. More details from our Dubai correspondent.
The bus was transporting 45 passengers, 43 Umrah pilgrims and 2 local facilitators when it crashed at a location called Murafat between Badr and Medina. The bus had just left Mecca after the pilgrims completed their Umrah. Upon impact with the diesel tanker, the bus immediately caught fire. It is reported that among the casualties are 20 women and 11 children. All the deceased are from Hyderabad. There is one lone survivor, a 25-year-old, who is currently receiving medical treatment. Indian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Suhail Ajiz Khan, is personally monitoring the situation. The ambassador is coordinating with the local Saudi authorities and with the government of Telangana. The Embassy of India is in contact with the Saudi Ministry of Hajj and Umrah. The victims are currently in four hospitals across Medina. Indian diplomatic staff have been deployed at four locations to provide assistance and support. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. Ukraine has signed a letter of intent to buy up to 100 Rafale warplanes from France, aiming to strengthen its combat aviation and air defense amid ongoing conflict with Russia. The letter of intent was signed in Paris today by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky with French President Emmanuel Macron. The letter of intent also includes the acquisition of drones and drone interceptors and guided bombs. President Volodymyr Zelensky visits comes to strengthen Ukraine's defenses as the country enters another winter under Russian bombardment of its energy infrastructure and other targets. Ukraine also signed an agreement to receive U.S. liquefied natural gas with Greece in Athens. The deal was signed yesterday during the official visit of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to Greece. Indian public sector oil companies have signed a one-year deal to import liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from the United States. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said, companies will import around 2.2 million tons per annum of LPG, which will be sourced from the U.S. Gulf Coast. He said the government has been diversifying its LPG sourcing to provide secure, affordable supplies of LPG to the citizens. The 19th Dubai Air Show opened today at Dubai World Central under the patronage of Vice President and ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, bringing together more than 1,500 exhibitors from 115 countries. This year's edition features 440 first-time participants and over 200 aircraft in static and flying displays. Minister of State for Defense, Sanjay Seth, who is leading the Indian delegation, inaugurated the Indian Pavilion. He said the pavilion reflects India's growing capabilities and partnerships in aerospace and defense. He also inaugurated the BrahMos stall, describing the supersonic cruise missile as a major attraction at the air show with proven versatility across land, sea and air platforms. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Defense Sanjay Seth held a bilateral meeting with his UAE counterpart, Mohammed Mubarak Al-Mazrui, on the sidelines. In shooting, India clinched a double podium in the women's 10-meter air pistol and added a silver in the men's event at the 2025 Deaflympics in Tokyo, Japan. Anuya Prasad won gold, breaking a Def final world record with score of 241.1 points, while Pranjali Dhumal secured silver with a score of 236.8. In the men's 10-meter air pistol event, Abhinav Deshwal added silver for India. Indian shooter Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter center pistol fire event at the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Championships in Cairo, Egypt. With this, India ended their campaign in the championship at the third place with a total of 13 medals, including 3 gold, 6 silver and 4 bronze. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina sentenced to death in absentia for alleged crimes against humanity during last year's student-led protests. Hasina calls verdict rigged and politically motivated. On the ruling, India says it remains committed to best interests of people of Bangladesh. 42 Indian Umrah pilgrims killed in bus tanker collision in Saudi Arabia. President, Vice President and Prime Minister expressed grief. Ukraine to buy up to 100 Rafale jets from France to boost air defense amid ongoing conflict with Russia. And in shooting, India dominates Deaflympics in Tokyo with double podium finish as Anuya Prasad wins gold and compatriot Pranjali Dhumal bags silver in women's 10-meter air pistol event. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.